this is obviously an amazing opportunity, particularly for two young women like yourselves. How did you guys get involved in this initiative?
Okay. So I started actually 4 years ago when I started at my school, Islamia College. So they have this fundraising group called Operation Smile. And in this group, they used to raise funds for the organization, and they would eventually send it to Operation Smile to perform their surgeries and obviously give all the costs towards the surgery. So it started really small with me just bringing jars, bringing stickers, bringing posters, and that's really how I got involved with the organization. And it was not until this year that I was appointed the head of the organization at my school. Yeah, alhamdulillah, to help raise funds. And that's when I met a lovely lady named Fiola Lujabe, and she really guided me through their student programs.
Jumana, and yourself, first of all, how old are you and how did you get involved?
Well, first of all, assalamu alaikum. My name is Jumana Lodde, and I am 17 years old. I go to Berkeley High School, and you know when you first join a high school in grade 8, and amongst other things, you are introduced to the various societies and clubs that the school has to offer. I distinctly remember when I heard about the club Operation Smile, and I was instantly drawn to the noble work that they do, and I knew that I obviously wanted to be involved. So I worked closely with the head of Operation Smile for 4 years, and like Fada, also was elected the chairperson of this club. And since then, we've just been initiating fundraisers and bottle cap dives and basically just raising awareness for this amazing club. So for an opportunity like this to come up, it's absolutely a dream come true.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. It's so encouraging to hear that we've got young people like yourselves that are so focused and determined to really make a difference in society. Farah, perhaps if we can turn to you, what will the trip to Ghana be about?
Okay, so the Operation Smile, they perform surgeries on small children or even adults until 40 years of age, where they perform on their cleft lip or their cleft palate. So the mission will be in Ghana in November, and we will be helping and assisting where we can with the organization, so educating the learners about how to brush their teeth, because some of these learners, especially in the rural areas, they don't even know what a toothbrush is, and they don't know the nutrition and how they need to look after themselves. So that is mainly what we are going there to do.
Jumana, how have you girls been preparing yourselves for this trip? Because, I mean, it comes at a very critical time. You guys are writing your final examinations. You know, you have to study. You've got all your other things on the side that you're doing. So how are you balancing all of this at the moment?
I think it's actually quite difficult, to be honest, because grade 11 term 4 exams are very important. But obviously, being offered such an amazing opportunity, you have to make the time to balance, you know, studying for your exams as well as preparing for the trip in itself. So our student coordinator, Fiola, actually organized a meeting with us whereby we got sent modules. And basically, we're going to be teaching the children about basic nutrition and healthcare and, like Father said, brushing of the teeth. So we've just been doing our own research on Ghana itself and, like, you know, the history and the people. And, yeah.
It's awesome. Farah, do you see yourself eventually, you know, studying something in the field of medicine or perhaps humanitarian work, that sort of thing?
Alhamdulillah, I think I'll definitely go into humanitarian work. But as the previous question was about how we balance these things, I really think that it is always in the hands of the Almighty. And, you know, if He wants us to go through a certain path, He will put us on that path and He will guide us.
I mean,
so that's really my take.
And yourself, Jumana, where do you see yourself carving your niche or your career in?
Well, I see myself as a compassionate and dedicated person. And these are like the basic qualities that I feel one needs to have in order to do any humanitarian work. And whilst the medical profession does give back to humanity, I am considering being in the medical field, but maybe not necessarily as a doctor, because there are other fields like speech and language pathology or even diet, like being a dietitian. So If I do study medicine, I would definitely like to get involved with the humanitarian aspect and join NGOs like Doctors Without Borders or even Gift of the Givers. So having said that, I'm also very passionate about the environment and animals and have been doing lots of volunteer work with local organizations. So giving back to humanity does not necessarily mean that you have to be in the medical field. As Audrey Hepburn, the famous actress and humanitarian, said, nothing is more important than empathy for another human being suffering. We have to feel for one another if we're going to survive with dignity. And I think that's super important in life.
That's very profound. Now, I'm actually quite taken aback by the maturity that you girls have. I mean, you know, in today's world, our young people, our youth are completely fixated on social media. We are obsessed with the influences of this world. Who are your influences? Who are the role models that you look up to?
Okay, I would say who my role models mainly are. It's really my parents. I'm not going to get emotional about this because I don't like to be emotional about anything.
Yeah.
But it's having that upbringing, like even my teachers at my school, they would always say, look, you know, you need to make a difference and you can't change the world. I mean, it's been tried through so many years and years of the earth being, yeah. But you can make a difference in one person's life. And I think Operation Smile does definitely make differences in people's lives. Like, even if you go on their website, they will say how they have transformed one person's life completely into a better lifestyle for them. They get jobs because some people actually think they're monsters. And the children, they become ashamed of it. And that's really not okay. So that really brings me to, and drives me to want to do better in the world.
Jemana, and what about yourself? Who are some of the people that you look up to?
Well, I would definitely have to say, first and foremost, it's my mom. She's just the most strongest person and kindest person that I know. And she does so much for everyone else. And she's just so selfless in doing those things. As well as my father, you know, being involved in so much charity work and just helping out with the community. I think that it's very important to be involved in such things. And like Father said, you have to make a small difference. You can't change the world by doing so many big things, but it's the little things that count. And I think that's my direction and where I'm heading to in my life and in the near future.
And finally, girls, Farah, what do you look forward to the most? What are you hoping to gain out of this opportunity?
I have a really simple answer for that. It's just seeing children smile.
That is beautiful, mashallah. Jemana, what about yourself?
I think it's, you know, visiting a different and a new place. You know, like when I heard about this mission to Ghana and when I was chosen as well, honestly, going to Africa and Ghana especially, it didn't really cross my mind, but you know, learning so much about the culture and the history and the people and going to experience this live and in action, I think, you know, obviously just watching those kids, you know, having the operations being done on them and afterwards seeing the parents so happy, there's nothing that could be more fulfilling and, you know, satisfactory. So I think, like Farah, I'm actually really looking forward to sharing a smile with those kids.
And we are definitely looking forward to hearing about your experience when you return. Of course, we wish you all the best. I'm sure that your schools, your friends and your parents must be immensely proud of you. And yeah, we're saying watch the space because you girls are definitely going to go far and make your mark on the world, inshallah.
Just before we leave, I would just like to ask all the listeners a favor from my side.
Sure, go ahead.
And that is to just smile today. Just smile at your neighbor, smile at your friends, smile at your wife, smile at children that you just see walking past. Just smile to someone today because smiling is a form of charity. And I think everyone should be a little bit charitable in their lives to make the earth a better place.
Absolutely, 100% agree. Shukran so much to you. And like I said, we wish you all the best and we'll definitely follow up.
Sure. Shukran, will do.